Welcome to Earned Wisdom for Accomplished Female Leaders. You've done it all. You've walked the tightrope of success and accomplished so much in your career. Now what? How do you keep redefining your success and expanding your emotional well-being? Join us to hear talk on mindset, motivation, and your growth in handling the challenges you've experienced both in circumstances and with yourself as a leader. Welcome to Earned Wisdom for Accomplished Female Leaders with your host, Tracy Crossley.
Hi, welcome to Earned Wisdom. And today I am talking about All About Me. That is the working title. And what is the idea behind this? Well, I was observing, thinking, and looking back on my own experiences and those of others when I'm doing the observing. And I find that women are really comfortable talking about themselves in the third person when things are difficult or when things are really great. We try to distance ourselves almost. And sometimes we'll describe things that don't feel very personal. And so we're able to get through it, let's say, without emotion. And so it's like we're afraid to talk about what turmoil or what crisis or what drama or maybe just things not feeling right. We're sometimes afraid to talk about that depending on who we're speaking to. A lot of us don't realize that we may pick people that are safe because we don't fear them as competition. We don't fear them as somebody who could hurt us. And yet a lot of people that we look at as competition and we feel could hurt us actually aren't a threat. And so oftentimes when we are describing things though that are difficult, we may talk about it like that was 3 weeks ago. You know, 3 weeks ago it was really tough. Right now it's okay. I mean, I've done it, I know, and I have spoken to enough women to say that it's out there. So we feel no one wants to really hear if we're having an issue we're wrestling with. And also it's because we don't want to hear it because we don't want to appear weak. We don't want to appear vulnerable. We don't want to appear like we can't handle our problems. And it's just not true. So it's not really interesting to hear yourself with an issue you're wrestling with, because then what? What is everybody going to think? And that's what will hold a lot of us back from saying anything. So one of the things you may have noticed, I said this is Earned Wisdom, is I changed the podcast to Earned Wisdom instead of Earned Wisdom for Accomplished Female Leaders. And that's because, you know what? I'm in my 50s, people, and I have a lot of earned wisdom. I have a lot of actual inner wisdom, just like you do too. And whether it's me as a leader or me personally, I just felt like instead of renaming the whole podcast called The Opinionated Lady, I'd rather it be about wisdom. And as I said, earned wisdom's probably a misnomer, because really your life, if you're listening to this podcast, is about having self-awareness on some level and the knowledge that you have to unlearn your conditioning to discover the inner wisdom that was here before. As in, when you were born, you were a clean slate. So let me introduce this episode, since I've basically given you the idea. So I'm talking about myself. I'm sharing with you where I am now. And why would I do that? Because I have zero attachment to what others think about it. And it's my podcast. So it's my platform, you know. Anyway, I am in the middle of an identity shift. See, I'm not telling you 3 weeks later. I'm not telling you, a year later. And I'm not in a full-blown crisis. And you don't have to be. That's the thing, too. It's a shift to what I have no fucking clue. Like, I don't know where I'm shifting to. And that's very on purpose. Because oftentimes when you know where you're shifting, you've been there before, so you're not really shifting. You're staying in the same place or going back to something that's familiar. Oftentimes when people would come to work with me, they'd say, you know, I want to get back to that feeling I used to have, a feeling good. But what they don't realize is that good was temporary, because it wasn't really a feeling good from within. It was feeling good with your circumstances. And What you really want to seek, if you're really looking to keep growing yourself in your life, whether it's your business or you personally, is you want to be non-resistant to a shift. So I've always had many interests, and I'm just a naturally curious person. Like, I will ask a million questions. I love looking things up. I am all about learning things that I haven't learned before. I'm not necessarily seeking. I just love knowing, right? And so it's not that I'm like, oh my God, let me sit down and do a bunch of research. I have to have some kind of like passionate curiosity behind it. And that's not really the reason for the shift, although it's part of the shift, okay? Being curious is just wrapped up in it. There was a lot of things that have happened, and I've had a lot of realizations over the last several years. Things like falling in and out of love with my business as it was, and where I spoke about insecure attachment to the molecular level, like drilled down, spoke about everything in every which way possible. And yeah, I still talk about it. And I have to look at, am I repeating myself? I don't know. I feel like I can bring a fresh twist, but that's not my entire business. And that's not entirely where I'm at. And that's one of the reasons for this podcast. You know, I started seeing how insecure attachment tied to the big five traits, the ones that are, you might call ocean. A lot of businesses use that. So I noticed how that worked and how at work that can be an issue. But still, that's ancillary, because it was really, what is my focus? What am I in love with? What am I not in love with? And I'm still working this out. Yeah, so I'm sharing it. Yeah, I'm going through it and I'm sharing it. So I found myself being impacted really by the time I have on this planet. Not that, oh my God, I have such a short time, but using my time with value. And what I wanted was to spend some time in more of a Santa Claus position in my life, right? Where I'm bringing happiness and cheer. And I've done that, you know, in the work I do, you do get happiness and cheer, but there's usually hard work involved. So, you know, the past few years have included things like my dad passing away in 2020, along with other relatives and friends. And then 2021 came along, and what was wrong with my husband. And, you know, he had something that happened out of the blue, and it culminated in having a heart transplant surgery last summer. And we sold our house in the middle of that. And I went looking for another house while he was living in the hospital for 6 months last year in an area I had zero familiarity with. And meanwhile, my business went from $500,000 in revenue to a lot less than that. And did I panic? No. What did I do? I kept looking deeper. What do I want? Do I want to resuscitate this and continue to bring it back to that level? But I didn't like the structure. And I told you I fell out of love with a lot of things. I didn't want the same business. And let me tell you, I had to let go. And at the same time, now, today, I wake up happy, and I have for quite a while, and focused on big things almost daily, meaning what excites me, what makes me want to get out of bed. And that we talk about, right? Oh, follow your bliss. Kind of the same thing, but not really, because I have a business and I have people that I pay and I have people that are in, you know, clients in the business. So it's not that I just go, oh, I'm going to follow my bliss today and, you know, do something that would be the exact opposite of what I would want to do in terms of nurturing and taking care of a business. Okay. So I'm not talking about that, like taking it, you know, a mallet and just burning it down. I don't think burning things down is the answer. If you would have asked me in my 20s or my 30s, I would have said, burn things down. Burn things down. Start over. Let's do something new. Because as an entrepreneur, a lot of times you're looking for a new, exciting, what's going to excite me today? So, you know, there's days that I wake up still. I'm not saying every day I'm like, woohoo, happy, jumping up and down. There's days where I wake up and think, oh, maybe I should get a job. Maybe I should be in sales. Maybe I should sell wine. Maybe I should go back to school. Maybe I should get my PhD. And maybe I'll just have my own damn wine label or whatever, you know? And that's okay. And you're allowed to do that, women. We are allowed to do that. Yes, we are. We can have all the ideas and the thoughts, and it's okay. Doesn't mean you act on it. And even if you do act on it, you can still change your mind. Nobody told me that a long time ago. I know that now. So here's the thing, ladies. We often think in safety when a risk is something that may impact everything in our world. And I say this as a person who would knock on CEOs' doors in my 20s and my 30s demanding they do business with me. And I used to say, nobody intimidates me. That was my saying. And I've come to conclusions about who I want to work with and who I refuse to work with at this point. Yep, money's great, but if it seems like the relationship is going to drain me, I will not even go in that direction. I'm dead serious, because that is one thing you become very clear on. And that's as you develop worth and you develop love, this is a side from your, let's say, abilities and the things you do in the world. I'm talking about natural confidence. I'm talking about you're confident because you breathe. That's what I'm talking about. So when you are in that position, you do look at things like, that drains me. That doesn't interest me. I don't give a shit if you're going to give me $1 million to go with it. I'm not doing it. And that, to me, is so freeing. So, you know, I look at, what do I love? What do I love? Well, if you look at my website and you see mention of all the metaphysical stuff, which is new, as in the last few months, on the website, it is not new to me, because as a side business, I've been doing this for decades. I've done metaphysical readings for leaders. And that's why it's on my website, because I thought, well, what the hell? Why am I not putting something I love doing that is not, how do I put this? It's easier than if I'm doing a deep dive into, you know, something where somebody is, you know, suffering and they're in a victim state and they don't feel that they have any personal power. And those are the people that I don't actually want to work with on any level. And that's because they usually need to go to therapy before they can actually do this work. So, because you have to have some modicum of self-esteem. So anyways, but that kind of heavy lifting is not the same as me doing metaphysical readings for leaders and other people. And let's say other influential people. So what is that I'm talking about, the metaphysical reading? So I basically do a psychic reading where I help people that are leaders and people of influence to make major decisions, especially around business and sometimes personally. And I add in a bit of coaching to it. Not that it's the same thing, it's different. And it's really just my natural thing, as is speaking and writing are my natural things. And I would have admitted this in my 20s, but I was way too focused on what I was supposed to do. Like, I look back, I'm like, I could have been writing. I mean, I was writing, but I wasn't writing for other people back then. So, you know, another example is I gave my agent a book proposal earlier this year called The Secure Female Leader. And she had it and she was selling it and going to all the top publishers. And they said, oh my God, I love this concept. Sounds like a great book. It's well written. And they're like, there's not really an audience to sell it to. So for all the talk on female leadership, apparently no one wants to read about it. That's the feedback we got. But at the same time, because I've been going through this whole identity transition, and you know, I started this podcast because I had a passion for it, because I wanted to see women come together. And this was sort of my way of doing that, right? And so I took back from my agent my book proposal, because every time I would think about it, I would feel this disconnect. And I thought, oh, Trace, you gotta look at this. What are you doing? So I sat with it and I changed it to The Secure Female instead of The Secure Female Leader. And I started putting parts in there that would have brought me shame when I was younger, like the shit you never want to admit. I started spilling it. I spill a lot on this podcast and on the other podcasts that I've had since 2015, My Freedom from Attachment. But this is deeper stuff. This was some ugly things and some things I would just have hidden away. And you would never have known, because the way I appeared, you would never know certain things about me. And we all have this, right? And I let a friend of mine read just the overview part of the book proposal. And she said she was crying and she felt like it made her want to read it because she felt she could connect to it. And I felt connected to it writing it. And that was the difference. And I share that because oftentimes we discount what we feel connected to. And I am telling you, I built a business, this $500,000 a year business, based on me and my shit and working through it and becoming a secure female. Big difference, right? Big difference when you're going through things if you're secure or insecure. So anyways, I don't really care anymore what I put out there as far as what people know about me. It's totally fine. I don't have that, oh my God, I want to dig a hole and, you know, bury myself in it. Because if I'm helping one person to be the shining light, and I don't mean I'm a shining light, but to be shining the light on her or wherever she's looking, so she knows she's meant to be out there and doing more than what she's doing. Because a lot of times, ladies, we'll rely on our college degrees, we'll rely on our past relationships, we'll rely on everything that's in the past to decide our future rather than the present moment. And this goes both personally and professionally. I am very serious about this. So this is called I Ain't Got Nothing to Lose Because I'm Focused on More Awesomeness. Because really, I am. Every day I wake up and I feel miracles are possible. I feel good things are possible. And I love that feeling. So is this a problem? Well, the problem is the tight lips, our fear, and not saying our vulnerabilities out loud. Because someone may make a big deal of it so that we lose or we end up embarrassed on social media because someone who wants to make a big deal might throw you up on a cross for crucifixion. Okay? Like, there are people out there, I'm going to say it's women, it's just women, that tend to put things on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, maybe even TikTok, more posts though, where they're just taking someone down in public. Right? In a catty way. That is just unnecessary. Because what you're trying to do is you're not trying to solve the issue. And that speaks to how women treat other women. And that's why women suck at coming together versus men who never ever do that crap. And I'm not doing a men versus women thing. I'm pointing something out that as long as you fear those kind of things happening, you're never going to take the risks. And if you're one of those who does those things, you have to look at your own insecurities that make you want to crucify someone else. So women need to unite, and that means you have to accept yourself. As long as you don't, you're judging yourself like the Constitution and everyone else as in the other army. Taking your insecurities and hiding them serves no one. Fuck that. Really? Fuck that. Because no one is 100% secure. I mean, I feel like I'm secure, but I wouldn't say I'm 100% secure. I'm probably like 97%. What does that mean? That I'm okay even if I don't know. I can say I don't know and I can get educated, right? I don't act like I know when I don't know. But I know me. And when I find things out about me, it just adds to that security. Because there's no bond except in bullshit. And then when the mirror cracks and that other person looks different than you, how do you cope? It becomes every woman for herself. So it is so much about everybody being real. But we say that and we don't know how to do it. Because everybody's afraid of being shamed. Everybody's afraid of losing. And when you walk in that, it keeps us in the same victimized position that women always end up in. And then they wonder why. And then it's on the news media or whatever. I haven't even watched the new Barbie movie, but, you know, there's all this brouhaha over that, which I just think, okay, can we just focus on real things? Real things. Not criticizing entertainment or making entertainment into a flag I'm going to carry down the street and I'm going to make a stand for, right? Like, all of these things are distractions, is my point, from you. Your distraction from yourself. I'm not saying that all of you are caught up in this, but I'm using that as an example. But it's an example of how we get distracted and we don't pay attention to ourselves. And it's why I started this podcast again in the first place. Women leaders need to get it together and be vulnerable. No blame or judgment. No one cares if it's the patriarchy or matriarchy. Let's stop making ourselves a victim to any label. It's the dysfunction is within each of us, and we can throw off our conditioning if we want to, but we have to want to unite more than be separate. And until that changes, it's a struggle. And it starts with each of you. It starts with me, it starts with you, it starts with each of us, because we can only control ourselves. So what's the wake-up statement? Being real is not just sharing you have a problem as a leader or a woman. It's to be able to admit your inadequacy and learn how to move forward. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so a little bit about me, myself, and I. So I've shared about me, been sharing about me today and sharing about what I have observed when it comes to us females. And I'll also share, I'm on neither side of the political aisle. Like in what I just said, I'm not. As my focus is not on a broken system. I'm not focused on what can't be fixed at the level it is broken. Remember, you can't fix a problem at the level that it was created, right? So I mentioned this for listeners who may wonder, you know, what this whole uniting of women is key in so many ways, but I say it because it comes back to each individual woman and what do we complain about? You know, what are we judging? What are we looking outside of ourselves at and getting pissed off about and ignoring what's going on inside of us? Because that's where our true power is. And, you know, I use this as an example of how I don't want to focus on the problem or the situation. I focus instead on what I want to create. Focusing on what you want to create feels a hell of a lot better. It doesn't mean you're ignoring what's happening. It means that you're looking at building something that's sustainable when it comes to coming from the internal rather than the external. So with my identity crisis, you know, it's been interesting to find what really turns me on and not poo-poo other ideas. Old me would be that doesn't fit, Tracy. You don't want to be Jackie of all trades and master of none. But the truth is, as I grow and as you grow, what used to fit can become constricting unless it grows with you. Yeah. I just love the freedom that you can have when you really start noticing, oh, you know what? I have this power inside of me. That is pretty aces. So when my business hit the wall financially late last year, I was slow to make changes. And then I did, and I had a pretty decent sized team, and my overhead was about $20,000 to $30,000 a month in people, not to mention other bills. And so it's been part car crash and reinvention. And as I mentioned previously, I just focus on what I want to create every day. And some days it's swimming my pool and hiking and being thankful for what I have daily and laughing with my husband at my, you know, and at my dogs. Okay, I don't really laugh at my dogs, although sometimes they're pretty funny and you can't help but laugh, right? But it's the point of I am making my life as I go along in the present moment. I am making my business the same thing. I have clients that I am super eternally grateful for. I have opportunities to do things and I am doing them. And I am taking invitations that come to me to do other things. Because again, we don't know most of the time what it is we are supposed to be doing. You know, a lot of us are doing things because we went to school, because we learned how to do things in a certain way. But the truth is, we often won't go beyond that little box. And that's where the, I think, amazing parts of life live. So what's the solution? If you can relate to me, I have a solution for you. You don't have to be in the place I was, but if you can relate to anything I'm talking about, then the words that feel like shame are, you know, where again, you want to dig a hole and have it swallow you up, because who wants to admit to what feels like shame? And I'm sure you've heard shame, and you know, as long as it stays in the dark, it's active, but we still have a huge fear of being upfront about it and saying it out loud to the world, because then maybe people will question if you're capable or you might get judged. But what is really judging is you judging you. because no one else is really paying that close attention. And if they are, they're not paying attention to themselves. You can only help you first. I used to help everyone and I put me last. It made me an empty vessel. I was so empty at different points in my life that I fell into a depression. Like when I worked in animation and that turned into a total shit show. And I'll be writing a book about that. Trust me on that one. Because that was, I think there's enough, what do you call it, drama in there where people will think, oh, this is an interesting story, Tracy. Not because it's, oh, I want to tell about people. It's more about, it's a story. And that's fun, right? I think you can get into a fun story as long as you're not in the story. So meaning the story in your head that a lot of us do, right? We're assuming stuff all the time and we get stuck in stories that way. It's not what I'm talking about. All right. Anyway, so I felt really drained though after I had left this wonderful position. And I felt sad because I gave all of me and left nothing for myself. Meaning there I was, the empty vessel, right? And I wanted what others thought to matter more, since what I thought of myself felt like shit. So it's all about me today as I share this. And so I share this hoping that you resonate and go, oh God, I've been here. Oh God, I'm here right now. So the first step is, what is your shame? So I don't have any anymore. Like when my book comes out and everything I ever did that I hid for years comes out, how many shits will I give? None. It wasn't really hard for me to write it, and it was freeing, actually. So, because you, by, let's say, having this idea that you're going to bring people closer to you by being perfect or not having things that you've locked in a, you know, a deep, dark emotional closet, it's not going to. And those who, let's say, you know, where you have people in your life, right, ones where you don't know where they stand, or maybe they're close to you. And then you have others who maybe they're on the edge and you don't know if they'll jump away if they hear something that might be offensive to them, not offensive because of them, but your experience, and they find something offensive in that, because people like to do that nowadays, right? So anyway, but what you find is that you can't, how do I put this, manipulate someone else's response to you by being real, by being sharing, you know, whatever's happening or has happened in the past. You know, sometimes it may bring people closer to you and surprise you. And sometimes it may push those people who are on the edge, and they may jump, and they were going to jump anyways eventually. So a good leader is really vulnerable, not in a crying way, not like I feel bad for my employees, because crying is just a reaction. Crying isn't actually a true emotion. And, you know, it's to be vulnerable in a real way. And like, hey, I did this and I never got over it. Let it go by sharing. And sometimes it can, or at least it can bring it up in a different light. So you start to feel lighter. And maybe the next time you feel that twinge of a trigger of this thing you have shame about, that maybe you just don't feel it so much the next time. So if you need help with anything I've talked about, you can message me at tracy@intuitivereinvention.com, and I am glad to help. The wake-up statement. Being real is not just sharing you have a problem as a leader or a woman. It's to admit to your inadequacy and learn how to move forward. And by the way, when I'm talking about the inadequacy, it's not an inadequacy I'm saying you have. It's an inadequacy you believe you have. All the time. I am all for your empowerment, ladies. So you have a right to empowerment. You have a right to feel empowered, and it means to accept yourself right now, no matter what type of a day you're having, and whether it's good or whatever. You are enough, you are good, and you're capable of letting go of the conditioning which has sucked you dry. If you're interested in learning more about me and my programs, again, you can go to tracy@intuitivereinvention.com, or you can email business@tracycrossley.com. And with that, I hope you take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining today. For more information on Tracy and her programs, and to set up a discovery session, email business@tracycrossley.com. That's business@tracycrossley.com, and go to tracycrossley.com to get your free download entitled Stop Your Inner Dictator. Thank you for tuning in to Earned Wisdom for Accomplished Female Leaders.
Thank you.